USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One of the busiest border crossings in the U.S. is open after agents say a mob of illegal aliens tried to overrun the facility. U.S. border agents in Texas say a large group of unruly illegal aliens formed on the Mexican side of the crossing and rushed the port of entry at the border in El Paso early on Monday. Word out of Iran has many people wondering what the next move will be for President Trump. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
After saying last week it would do so, Iran is confirming it's breached its enriched uranium stockpile limit, violating the 2015 deal it had reached with the United States and other major powers. The Islamic Republic's foreign minister making the announcement today in defiance of a warning from European nations that also signed that agreement that President Trump has since pulled the U.S. out of.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, MyPillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about MyPillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty. And call them. 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
While gas prices in the United States have generally been declining throughout the recent weeks, drivers in three states are feeling a little bit more pain at the pump due to new laws that went into effect today. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com.
Illinois is raising its state tax 19 cents per gallon. Gas prices there will jump. Ohio is raising their tax 10.5 cents per gallon. And California is raising its gasoline tax 5.6 cents. On July 1st.
According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of gasoline was $2.70 a gallon, down from $2.82 a gallon 1 month ago and $2.85 the same time last year. Another law that takes into effect in California now requires background checks before people can buy ammunition. The law was approved by voters back in 2016, and it calls for a background check every time a person buys ammunition, and it makes all sales face-to-face transactions. Online orders will now be shipped to a store where then the customer can pick them up. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Commerce Department is reporting that construction spending declined by almost 1% in May, which is the biggest drop since November. April numbers were revised to show construction spending rose 0.4%, up from being unchanged. Building industry analysts were expecting May numbers to rise 0.3%. Two strong opening weeks for a Disney Pixar movie. With more on what was popular at the box office this weekend, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
At the movies, Pixar easily ruled the box office this weekend with its cartoon sequel, Toy Story 4, bringing in an estimated $57 million. At number two, Warner Brothers offered Annabelle Comes Home. This R-rated thriller brought in a total of $20 million. At number three, Danny Boyle's latest film, Yesterday, featuring the music of the Beatles. It opened in third with $17 million. Leaping over the triple century mark and still sitting in the top five in its sixth weekend, Disney's Aladdin with $9.3 million. Sliding down to number five was the animated feature, The Secret Life of Pets 2, with an estimated $7.1 million. And number six, still hanging on, Avengers Endgame, which has added new bonus footage and widened the screen, grossing an estimated $5.5 million. That's up from last weekend and brought it back into the top 10.
For more news, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.